The Natural History Museum, or as it is more fondly known, the Dead Zoo, was built in 1856 to house the Royal Dublin Society's collection of animals. The collection had expanded and a new home was needed, one where all the native and more exotic animal collections could be displayed. The interior of the Natural History Museum, often described as a museum of a museum, is a piece straight from Victorian times, all sturdy mahogany showcases and metal grills in an ornate tiled floor. The stuffed animals are all so old that many have faded to brown and grey, but are cared for by staff and a taxidermy company working to restore exhibits. The ground floor of this museum is dedicated to Irish animals. As you enter, you are faced with three giant Irish deer skeletons towering above you. Extinct now in Ireland, their remains are often uncovered. These three are complete with the magnificent antlers that once adorned the males. Go past these and you will find yourself walking through case upon case of Irish species, both rare and common. If you look closely, you will see some are arranged in family groups. For example, the badger and fox families, which show the cubs playing and an adult watching above. Observe rare birds such as the corncrake, whose rasping cry was once a common sound in the Irish countryside. Or maybe you can recognise the small garden birds, or the larger birds, such as the gull species that inhabit our coastlines. The upper floors of the building were laid out in the 19th century in a scientific arrangement showing animals by taxonomic group. It is here you can see the animals of the world. See the rhino with his new horn. The original was removed due to the fears that it would be stolen and sold. The international trade in rhino horns is one of the reasons for their decline. The same is true of the elephants you can see nearby. In one of the cases of primates, you can see the skeletons of our closest cousins, the great apes. Look closely at the skeletons, especially at the chimpanzee. You should be able to make out the bullet mark from when the chimpanzee was shot, a sudden reminder of how these animals came to be housed in the museum. But of course, today our attitude towards the natural world has changed. Today, rather than shoot and collect the animals of the world, museums like the Natural History Museum aim to further our knowledge of these animals, allowing them to be protected where they naturally occur. The Natural History Museum's huge collections of insects, birds, mammals and fossils are used by many different people. Researchers, curators, educators and artists all use the Dead Zoo every day as a source of information and inspiration. Indeed, beyond the normal exhibits, another side of the museum exists, one not normally visible to the public. This is the area of research where the scientists come to study the collection housed here, or more often in the much larger collection off-site. The exhibits on display form only a fragment of the museum's actual collection. In storage in a nearby army barracks, there are some extraordinary things to be seen. Here exists room upon room of Irish deer skeletons, stoat skins, cabinets with drawers full of stuffed birds and jars of preserved fish. In one room, some narwhal tusks, gracefully curled, rest together on a shelf, while hippo skulls line a wall. Box upon box of geology records sit waiting for some researcher to piece together the history preserved in rock. The universities are no stranger to these rooms, with students from many of the state's institutes, and indeed many from abroad, coming in to study the collections. Working with the Irish Whale and Dolphin Group, the museum is collecting DNA samples from Irish whales and dolphins that get stranded around our shores. This helps us to understand the populations that live in or pass through our waters. Collaboration with the staff of the Ulster Museum is providing a checklist of the species of insects, spiders, slugs and other small animals in Ireland. This museum is one of the treasures of Dublin City. Enjoy your visit.